Hey guys, Akil here. Welcome back. In today's episode of the Trading Coach Podcast, we're going to talk about your trading appearance. Does it matter? Should it matter? Will it matter? Let's talk about it. All right, so I want to talk about the importance of appearance, or really ask the question, is appearance or should appearance be important in trading? When I talk about appearance, I mean on many different levels. It could be if you're, how you're presenting yourself in a video, how you're presenting yourself to a client, how you're presenting yourself just to yourself. And presentation means how you look. Did you do your hair? Are you dressing nice in a suit and tie? Do you have this awesome clean office and millions of trading computers? Do you have a fancy trading system or a platform that you use with all the bells and whistles? Are you subscribed to news platforms that flash breaking news by your screen, right? All of this would go under the curtain of appearance. And I thought this would be an interesting topic to talk about because it is something that has come up probably about three or four times in the last week, right? Jason Greystone and myself, if you haven't checked it out already, we started a new YouTube channel called The Trader Coffee Break, where we're really taking a look at different concepts that we think will help newer and beginner traders out. And one of the concepts that we talked about, really the first episode, was talking about kind of the misconceptions of trading. Like, what do you need to be a trader? What do you need to look like? What do you need to have? And kind of how many people really have a false assumption of what trading actually is and what trading actually requires. Part of that is including appearance, right? We followed it up with another episode talking about trading apps and trading platforms and kind of breaking down what do you need in your trading platform. That would fall under appearance as well. Another conversation came up in a recent interview I did, which hopefully will become a podcast episode for you guys soon, where I was speaking with a trader. We were doing a Zoom call, and I'm in my normal kind of like t-shirt. I think I had like a pullover jacket on or something. He's in like a t-shirt. And we were just joking how, we're looking at two professional traders right here. And if you would have rewinded time about 10 years ago, we would have looked completely different, right? I would have had like a suit and a tie on, trying way too hard to look good, and how we used to care more about appearance than actually, the product or, what we're creating or what we're doing in the market. And finally, the last one came today. Right, I just did a video. I did a video on YouTube, one of my weekly videos, giving outlook on the market. It was called, I found two red flags in my trading results. And it was a video I did early June where basically I was keeping you guys updated on my results as a trader, right? How the year has been going. I showed you guys the equity curve. We took a look at how the different pairs in my portfolio are performing. We took a look at different strategies and where the money's coming from, where the money's being lost at, all that fun stuff. And in this video, I presented my data with screenshots from some Excel tables that I made from my screenshot or from my Excel spreadsheet. And reading through the comments, that's what I always do. I respond to all of them. Many of the comments actually become episodes for the Trading Coach Podcast. It's one of the reasons I like digging into it. You guys tell me what you want to hear. And one of the comments said this, is a person or yes, maybe robot, person named SL said, "This is a joke, right?" Laughy face, hand on a forehead emoji. I was expecting to see actual recognizable trader stats, an actual recognizable trader stat counter like my FX book or an MT4 history pullout for us. What's this image of an equity curve from? The guy could have drawn it by himself. This is hilarious. Let me pass, time waster. You'd expect much better from a guy who seems to know it all and been there. Disappointing indeed. And I gave him a polite reply. I said, "Hey, sorry, I don't use my FX book. I'm not on MT4 for my personal trading. All I use is a custom Excel spreadsheet. We actually have one that we use here at tier one trading. I use that for my position sizing calculator. But as far as keeping track of my statistics, I use a custom Excel spreadsheet. And why do I use that? Well, one, I'm not very good with technology. So I don't like having fancy things that I can break. Two, when I started trading, that's what I used to track all my stats. This is before we had the custom spreadsheet that we give out at Tier 1 Trading. But three, using a custom spreadsheet, and I don't know how these other things work, right? Using a custom spreadsheet allows me to keep track of everything I need to keep track of. So, you know, when I'm doing backtesting, even more so than backtesting than my actual data tracking, I like to keep track of a lot of things. I like to keep track of really every aspect and every different outcome of my trading. That way I can dig back into it and maximize. I can do A, B, and C tests, right, and compare and contrast and see what's the most efficient way to go through. So it's very usable as far as that. Now, is it the prettiest spreadsheet in the world? No, it's not. I used to spend a lot of time kind of, you know, making my spreadsheet look extra pretty and all these little, you know, breakout charts and dividers and fun stuff. And, you know, one day I got to the point where I said, well, what's the point? I think it was probably when I had kids and I started being more efficient with my time. I said, what's the point, right? All I need to do is get the job done. It's very similar to my car situation. Someone sent me a message the other day. I'm always sharing pictures of my family and whatnot on Instagram. And I was sharing one of them outside playing in the sprinkler. And lo and behold, right, you see the old Toyota Camry, what year, 2005, still in the background. And I got this delightful message from a guy saying, man, it's so awesome to see that you still have this. I remember you talking about that in a podcast years ago, and I can still see it's up and running, right? There's a group out there rooting for that thing to survive forever. And whenever I share that story about, hey, you know, I my wife drives a new car, but I drive a 2005 Toyota Camry. Fellas, husbands out there, you know how that goes. You know, why are you still driving? Why aren't you riding around in a Lambo or a Land Rover? You always talk about that being your dream car. And the fact of the matter is, right, a car is, it's for me, it's just it's a purposeful item, right? It is a depreciating asset in general, but it's a purposeful item, right? The job for a car to me is to get me from point A to point B. Safely, I should say. And I don't need to have something fancy to do that. I just don't value that. There's nothing wrong with valuing cars. If you're a car, I'm a sports nerd. I spend a lot of money on sports. People think that's a waste of money, but it's valuable for me. I just don't value cars. And when we go back to the Excel spreadsheet and the appearance, I just don't value using something super fancy for you guys. And I was thinking about that, and originally when I was thinking about this podcast, the whole thing's going to be like, appearance is a waste, right? Right. You guys shouldn't need to use these fancy stuff just to show off. You shouldn't need to have an 18 monitor set up to show off, right? We talked about two monitors, right? Obviously one monitor can get the job done, but two monitors should probably be what you're looking for as a trader, whether it's to track different time frames, whether it's to track a control center and your actual charting, if you can't do on chart orders, or if you're doing back testing, you need to, you know, track something in your Excel spreadsheet and look at the charts at the same time, or do multiple time frame setups with kind of a linked chart so you can see higher time frame and lower time frames. I think two time frames is good. You don't need the 18 monitor setup, but let's be honest, guys. The 18 monitor setup, whew, that looks sexy. That looks better. It looks better to dress up in my YouTube videos and make sure my beard is shaved and make sure my clothes fit nice and they're ironed and they're not wrinkled and the lighting is perfect and the office is clean. And that is beneficial. But for where I'm at right now in my trading, I just don't need to do that. Right? There's no point. It doesn't affect my trading. At the end of the day, the most important thing to me is how can I be most productive and profitable in the market? And no offense, but anything that doesn't help me become more profitable on the charts is just a waste of time. Now, with that being said, it wasn't always like this for me. And depending on what your goals are as a trader and maybe your business is around trading, your appearance may be very important, right? Before I got into trading, I was managing money, right? So managing money meant that I was going basically door to door in a sense, trying to gain the right to present someone a presentation on why they should trust me with managing their hard-earned money. And during that period of time, this is my business. I am selling myself, right? Instead of just trading being the moneymaker, right? My business was being an account manager. Now, let me ask you guys this question. When doing something like that, does appearance matter? Well, it certainly does, right? First impressions are very, very, very powerful. You know, despite what anyone else says, first impressions do matter. They do make a difference. That is going to be the initial way that we judge someone. And based on how we see someone with that first impression or hear someone with that first impression, we're going to form thoughts based on everything else that kind of we're accustomed to with that, right? This follows up on that podcast episode I did with, you know, talking about my buddy Angela Myers, where she said about age and ethnicity and stuff like that, where, you know, if I tell you my age, you already assume certain things about me because this is how you relate a person of this age to being. So I always just give this example every time someone talks about, oh, first impressions doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you look like. All that matters is the substance. You're just being shallow. Well, I ask you guys this question, right? If I'm getting presented by two people, right? And two people approach me and they want to manage my money. And one person shows up in a Bentley with a nice suit on, beard shaven, right? Hair nicely done, all the good stuff. And another person, you know, a briefcase, nice folder to carry, you know, great presentation. And another person shows up in like a beat down 1998 Honda Civic where, you know, you can hear the muffler shouting at you, and they come out the car and they're in like a dirty t-shirt with coffee stains and, you know, just random papers everywhere. Who do you think I'm more comfortable giving my money to? Yeah. It's going to be the former, the first person. Now, the person with the later, right, the latter person can have the best presentation in the world. His stats can be much better than the person that came out looking fresh to death, right? But I'm not giving hard-earned money to a person that looks like that, because as soon as I see a person that looks like that, I make certain assumptions, and those certain assumptions that I make allow me to be a little bit less comfortable with someone like that managing my money. So if you're someone that's going to be into money management, or maybe you're someone that's starting a signal service or an educational service and you're looking for sales, presentation does matter, right? You may want to invest the extra time in making yourself look good for the camera. You may want to invest the extra time in making sure that office is clean. You may want to invest the extra time in adding a third and fourth monitor. Why? Even though you may not need it for your trading, you may need it for Netflix, right? Raymond, we were talking about watching the NBA playoffs the other day and backtesting at the same time. That's a benefit of having multiple screens that many people underlook. But anyway, you may want to have multiple screens because guess what? It's going to give off the impression that, I don't want to say that you're serious, but that maybe you are quote unquote professional, whatever that means. And we probably shouldn't even say that because that's not being professional, but it looks like what most people assume professional is. And when you have that look, people are more likely to listen to you without making those initial assumptions. And when they listen to you, hopefully what you're presenting is solid, what you're presenting has substance, and then you can kind of hook them, right? Hook them with your actual substance, right? You bait them in with the look, right? That gets you past the first door, like, okay, I'll give this guy some attention because he looks like I should be paying attention. And then when they actually hear what you have to say, it's like, oh, you know what? The message makes sense. On the other hand, if you can't even get them past the first door by the initial impression, they're not even going to care what you have to say, right? Again, imagine like, you know, you're trying to approach a girl in the bar, right? And, you know, you could be the nicest guy in the world. You could be a millionaire entrepreneur. But if you look like crap, she's probably not even giving you the time of day. She doesn't even want to hear about how nice you are and all the cool things that you do because you look like a joke. And all of a sudden, whenever you're talking, all she hears is womp, 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 womp because she's looking at you as a joke. So in that aspect, appearance is very important. And you may get to the point where you can shift from one to the other, right? The cool thing about my situation personally is I did have to care about something like that, right? When I first got into, obviously, money management, even when I first got into trading education, appearance was big because I was the underdog, right? First of all, I'm young, right? You don't see, or at the time, you didn't see a lot of young people trading, a lot of young people that you can take serious trading, right? A lot of those young people were the get rich quicker, the binary options people out there, or the Forex frauds, right? So I'm up against an obstacle right there by being young, right? Being black, that's a big thing, right? Not a lot of us, more now, but not a lot of minorities in the trading space. And again, the old kind of impression when you hear trader, investor, financial guy is clean cut, Wall Street guy, 6 feet tall, chiseled jaw, right? All the things we assume. So boom, that's another thing I'm up against, right? So I had to put off a certain appearance to at least break down that first barrier and then trust that my substance, right, was good enough for people to get people's ear. You fast forward, what, 10 years later, since I started 2012, I started coaching. You fast forward 10 years later and I no longer have to do that. And the shift was made because one, I don't care as much. Back then there was a lot more urgency in getting a business off the ground because I needed that to survive. Remember, I quit everything in life basically to pursue trading. And after I stopped doing account management, I had to do something, right? So there's a much bigger urgency. But two, I've gained a good enough reputation where I have enough stuff out there that you can listen to. I'm consistent enough where people take me seriously. I'm always interacting with new people each and every day. I guess the bigger point is this. I didn't want to say this, but I just don't care. I don't care anymore. I don't care about necessarily gaining your business. And I don't mean that in a negative way. But I know what I do. I know that I'm good at what I do. I work with a lot of traders on a regular basis. I know that I'm going to attract the people that I want to work with, right? The people that I want to work with aren't going to be kind of thrown off by me doing a video in a wrinkled t-shirt. They're going to listen to the substance because they've already dealt with the BS before. They've already dealt with the person in the suit that's selling this dream and the Ferraris and the million-dollar budget videos that make everything look bright and shiny. They've gone through that. They've noticed that there's no substance underneath that, and they've typically been left disappointed. So on the next journey through, right, they've already been fooled once, they're looking for substance, and that's what I have to offer. So that's a reason too. But again, I just don't care. I'm focused on the main goal of what is going to help me complete my goal. And my goal is to help traders out there get better. My goal is to be as an efficient and profitable trader as possible on my own end. And I'm more concerned with, does it get the job done versus how it looks? But I think it's an interesting conversation. Again, the original thought was the come in and just be like, you shouldn't care how you look and blah, 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 Mark Zuckerberg and blah, blah, blah. But the truth is you have to. And that's just the reality of the world. Depending on what your goals are, the truth is you may have to. And I think it's something that we all need to think about a little bit. Thank you guys for checking out the show. Don't forget, I have a YouTube channel. There are videos out there multiple times a week, a weekend video. There's a midweek market video. Get over there, YouTube/Akil Stokes, or just YouTube search Akil Stokes. Subscribe, hit that notification bell. That way you don't miss my stuff.